Welcome to the Empowered Podcast with Deanna Merlino, an all-encompassing personal development show where I will be sharing with you just how to transform yourself into the best version of you, both inside and out. From wellness, entrepreneurship, spirituality, and manifestation, I'll be showing you exactly how to live your best life. I will be keeping it as real and raw as it gets. So get ready to peel back the layers and really transform yourself under the surface. Because nothing is better than finding your purpose and living this life as your true, authentic self. Welcome back, Empowered Fam. Today's episode is going to be a mix of story time and actually a tangible process that you can do to help yourself in manifesting your future. Something that was very specifically downloaded to me. And by the end of the episode, you're going to know why it is so important that I listen. And this is just some free advice for you so you don't end up in my shoes, literally. Okay. So last week we talked all about just really slowing down and being mindful and present in the now moment, which looking back is very insightful, and just really being in love with yourself and your life and how these things, being in the now and loving yourself and your life, is what's actually going to fuel the manifestation of the life that you desire. So it's a super good episode. Go back and listen to that if you haven't as yet. But all right, diving into today's episode. So I was taking a trip. Where was I? I was picking up Chipotle and I'm on my way home. I'm randomly at a red light and I get a very specific message that I need to stop focusing so much on the future and that I've been putting a lot of energy into focusing on what's to come because I know so greatly what my life is going to look like in the very near future. And it's very exciting and it's very motivating. And so it's really easy for me to get tripped up and get trapped into looking at what's coming and the steps that I need to take to get there and the actions that I need to take to get there and the emotions that I need to feel to get there and who I need to be to get there. I get very forward focused sometimes. And the truth of it is that all we have is the now, right? I talk about this a lot in the last episode, but like the past no longer exists. The future doesn't yet exist. There's literally only the now. Like the very next second after I speak, that becomes the present and then it's gone and then it's just gone. Like all we have is this now moment. I could croak in the next second. Who knows, right? Like literally all we have is the now. And so this is actually something that I talk deeply about in my 21-day Manifest Empowered program. That is actually 50% off right now, guys, by the way, if you have not taken advantage of that as yet, because it's a self-led, this will be a self-led session for you instead of a live. The program's not live right now. I'm giving 50% off. So you're getting literally all the same goods and all the same potent power, but I'm just not there with you present, leading a weekly session, which you get recordings of all the previous sessions as well. So like, such a steal. Anyhow, in the program, I talk about not getting caught up in the future. And while mine's just a little different, let me give some background on that. So not you don't want to get caught up in the future because we tend to think like, I need a structure. I need a plan. I need to do this, 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 and this in order for this manifestation to come to fruition. But the God's honest truth is that if you ask any successful person how they became a millionaire, a billionaire, a gajillionaire, if you ask them like, oh, did everything go according to plan in the sense of like, you thought it was going to go this exact way, this was the thing that you had to do and that it would happen, the answer is going to be no. Like, get crystal clear on what you desire, yes. Take steps towards it, yes. Do the inner work, yes. But just focus on like, becoming that person that you have to be for it to come to fruition and focusing on that happening now and all the steps, right? And then surrender and let it go and just let it happen. Be who you have to be in order to get to the place that you want to be at. But you don't want to get caught up on every little steps, because I assure you, all of those steps, they're just going to cause more stress. You're going to give more of your energy and away to like all these things you have to do. And then you've wasted all of that energy on all of these game plans. And then so many people don't actually take a friggin' single step because they look at the whole game plan and they're like, oh my God, I have 100 things that I have to do. And then you get in your head and then you waste all this energy. Like literally just go do it. Right? Like just have an overarching plan. Yes. But like actually go out and do the thing, be the person. Right. So that's like kind of what I talk about in the program, but just people get so caught up in all the things that have to be done in order to get to where they want to do, in order to get to where they want to go and who they want to be. And we waste so much time and energy that way. And so as I am scaling and as I am getting closer and closer and closer to that which I desire, I have found that I have been daydreaming a lot more. I've been checking out on like being in the present moment and just like daydreaming and the excitement of what it's going to look like and feel like when I'm there and what do I need to do to make it happen. And so the message that I got very specifically that I want to share with you all so that you can utilize it too is that I need to make time in my day. Most importantly, either like for me, it's right when I wake up. You can also do it right when you, before you go to bed, or both is even more powerful. But you want to do this because your brain waves are in a very specific state when you're first waking up and right before you go to sleep. So everything is actually going right into your subconscious. Like your conscious awareness is not really there. It's either still sleeping or it's falling asleep. So it's not listening. That critical faculty isn't going to block the information that you're putting into yourself. It's just going right to your subconscious. So like you're just going straight to reprogramming yourself. And that's super powerful. And that's something we can tap into every single day. But so what I need to do is mental rehearse when I start my day or when I go to sleep or both. And then that's it. Release the rest of my day and spend the rest of my day being present in the now. Mental rehearsing is literally visualizing. It is all of our superpowers, but it's about doing it in a very intentional way, not just randomly daydreaming. Like I'm going to set this time aside that I am going to mentally rehearse how I desire my life to be, how it feels, who I am, what's going on, what am I doing? What is my day to day? What are my vacations like? What are my surroundings like? What is my environment like? What is my, all of the things, and then let it go. This is something you can literally do in minutes, but it's so potent and powerful because our subconscious mind only lives in the now moment. And our subconscious mind takes everything as truth. Whatever you tell it, it's true. And if you are feeding it something, it has no choice but to make it a reality. So mental rehearsing or visualizing is so potent and powerful. So this is something that you can do literally every day. This is something that I was guided to do every day. And then I need to be present with everything else, because here's the truth. I've been finding myself being so overwhelmed lately and exhausted and I'm getting overstimulated in mom life a lot lately. I'm like all my son has been, he's almost three. So he wants all of my attention, and that's amazing. And I chose that life. But doing it around the clock has been a lot. Like has so much energy. He wants me all day long, and things will be fine when like it's warm and we can go outside and I can take him to the park by our house and we can go do stuff. But like now that we're just ending winter season, so we have both been locked up. It's just like I'm done. I'm tapped out, right? And so I find myself getting more triggered, more bitter, more resentful at the end of the day. Like I'm just exhausted. And then it's so easy for me to fall into the cycle of feeling judgmental of myself or feeling just disappointed in myself or, just really not empowering feelings. And what I realized is part of that, like mainly it's because we've been trapped in the house because it's been snowing and cold and nasty and like there's nowhere to go. When I get to go outside every day with Christopher and play, I'm good. I'm golden. Like your girl needs some sun and some fresh air, right? So we're so close. It's spring's here. We're so close. But part of the problem is that like I have such big lofty goals and I'm so excited for them. And I know they're so close that in my brain, I'm like, okay, what can I do to get there? What can I do to speed this up? I want to get some work done. I want to improve client care. I want to create another offering. And when my son wants me all day long, and in the back of my brain, I'm like, but I want to go work. I want to go do this. I want to be present with my clients. I want to whatever. I want to do something for myself. I want to not watch this show. I want to not go play in this way. I want to not get kicked in the head because you're a crazy kid that's doing flips and whatever. Like, I want me time. And so I realized when I got that message, like, that's really what's going on, is that I have gotten so consumed with the future that I have forgotten the importance of the now. And it's something that I'm being mindful and working on. Right. And now this is why this is so important. This is why I felt so deeply that I had to bring this message to you all. So as that was me on my way home from Chipotle, right? I get this message just a couple minutes before when I'm like, oh my gosh, that's great. That's so good. Like, yes, that makes total sense. I've been so focused on the future that I haven't been present in the now. Like my son and my family, and I say this all the time, they are the most important things to me. But like it's easy to be overwhelmed and just get pulled away from what's important. And so it was such a good reminder to come back to the now and what's important, right? Okay, well, I come home, we finish our food, my in-laws were over, they leave, all is great. My husband and Christopher and I start playing, we're chasing each other in circles around the house. I shit you not, like within minutes, I tripped over our bench. And it's so funny because I got the tiniest little blip of my intuition saying that chair is out pretty far. You should move it before someone gets hurt. And I didn't. I'm like, oh, we do this all the time. I'm fine. Well, guess who got hurt? Me. I fell over the chair. I demolished my pinky toe. I broke my pinky toe. It hurts so bad. I saw it, guys, if I had just listened. And these are the moments where I'm like 99% of the time I listen to my intuition. Every once in a while, I don't. This was that reminder of this is what happens when you don't listen to your intuition. So anyhow, I break my toe. And so I later, because I know that everything stems from an energetic place. So I'm like, you know what? Let me just Google what it like the spiritual reason behind, breaking a toe. I was just curious. Like, let me see if I find anything. This is the spiritual meaning of breaking your toe. A broken toe can be a physical representation of unnecessary emotional worry about the future. The toe is a way for nature to ask you to step off the idea of fine-tuning your future and just let it happen naturally. Guys. You just can't make this shit up. So I would have listened to that message, or so I thought anyhow, but apparently I didn't listen long enough that I needed to learn the hard way. And that's what happens is the universe will make you so uncomfortable that you have no choice but to listen. So where are you not listening in your life? Where are you stuck in the future? Where are you trapped in the future? Where do you need to slow down and be in the now? Where do you need to listen and surrender and just be and be present? Because I don't want you to break your toe too. So take my story for today and take my lesson about taking advantage of our superpower and mentally rehearsing, visualizing, and allowing that to be the vehicle to get you to your future that much faster instead of worrying and creating elaborate plans and then not starting and wasting all of your energy. So I hope you enjoy this episode. I hope that you share it. It'll be helpful for me and for other people. This is such a powerful message and lesson, clearly. So put it on your socials, share it on your socials, tag me. I love seeing the tags. I hope you have a beautiful day and a beautiful week. And I will see you next time on the Empowered with Deanna Merlino podcast. Thank you all so much for listening to today's episode. If you want to dive deeper in with me, you can follow me on Instagram at TheEmpoweredCoach333. You can also check out everything I have to offer on my website, which is DeannaMerlino.com. Whatever platform you are listening on, do your girl a favor and please rate and subscribe. This means so much to me and is going to help the show grow and reach so many other people. I am so grateful that you are here with me on this journey of growth and self-empowerment. I cannot say that it will always be easy, but I do promise that it will always be worth it. Stick with me and let's start living as the version of ourselves that we were truly meant to be, because the world is waiting on your gifts and you deserve to live the life of your wildest dreams and beyond. So friends, let's get empowered.